live from Australia, from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious Bill Show Studios. It's time for the Bill Show Politics This Week. And now, here are your hosts, Bill and Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Oh, who's this? Oh, it's Willie.
How you going,
how
mate?
How are you? I'm good, buddy. How are you, mate?
I'm okay, mate.
Yeah, locked in with a bit of COVID, as you do, mate.
And guess what? We're all masked. We're all masked. Who was that masked man?
Yeah, we're all masked here in Australia.
We're all masked. All masked on from midnight tomorrow. Mandatory masks.
Tell them what the fine is if you're caught outside without a mask on. I think it's about $600. Yeah,
$1,600. Those guys that went out for KFC, it cost them $26,000.
That's actually true.
It is. What? Do you think I'd make up shit like that?
No. This show? Never.
No. Fact is much stranger than fiction on the Bill Show.
It is. It is. Listen, you know what's stranger than fiction?
I know what you're going to say.
You know what I'm going to say. It's really, actually, Randy and I do this because we're mad.
Yeah. And we've got egos bigger than the great outdoors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we are those two old guys, at the store who don't shut up. But imagine my absolute amazement when Feedspot.com listed its top 10 political comedy podcasts you must follow.
On the planet.
Not just you can. You must. Obviously, it's a German's website. You must follow. Yeah.
The top 10 on the planet.
On the planet. The top 10 political comedy podcasts you must follow in 2020. And I'm sitting there reading. Number one is Abe Lincoln's top
Don't
hat.
Tell them the other ones.
Well,
just
no,
tell
I will,
them
because
number seven.
It's such good company to be in with Ben Kissel and Radio Man Marcus Parks. That's the number one. Then we have Earwolf, Fake the Nation, The Daily Wire, The Andrew Klavan Show from California City in California. And from Los Angeles, we have Throwing Shade from the people over at Earwolf. We have The Skeptocrat covering politics from the far center. A hilarious podcast covering the more insane aspects of political environment. The Political Orphanage from Austin, Texas. And then at number seven...
Number seven tries harder.
Number seven of the political satire quark podcast that you must follow.
On the planet.
On the planet. Ninth. The
okay,
Bill
Dr.
Show.
Dr. Strangelove, settle down. Settle down, Dr.
You must.
Strangelove.
You must follow these people.
The Bill Show Politics This Week. And after having a heart attack, I went, are these people on drugs? And if they are, great.
Can we have some too? I want some too.
Yeah, obviously, because we're just two guys, a lot of these other ones, got real people in them, not just two guys. God bless America. That's what I'm saying. Just God bless America.
And I reckon they have sponsors too.
I reckon they have sponsors too. You know who sponsors us? My dog.
Mine too, Millie. And witches.
Witches, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, well.
Can I just add something?
Yeah,
for the
add
folks
one thing
at
before
home.
We start. Go ahead.
We're actually doing this show while watching each other on FaceTime.
On FaceTime, actually. See, it's
really
cool.
Now, so this is actually what we're thinking of doing. For you to do a split screen video recording of Bill and I doing this show because it's not bad. It's not bad enough as it is.
Here's the thing, man.
we want you to watch it.
Here's the thing, man. You're only encouraging us.
Houston,
you've
got a problem.
We were planning on kind of going, well, never mind. And then suddenly, some fool over at FeedSpot, blame them. we're gonna release a video show. We keep promising it, but it is going to happen very soon.
If we can stand looking at each other for an hour,
I have to.
Even though we're not in the same room,
we're not in the same room.
In the same town.
No. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, it is our chance to take a look at the American political scene, and ladies and gentlemen. You can't get past American politics without... Here's the theme music. There you go. There in the background. Yeah, there it is. The theme music. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the wide world of Trump, ladies and gentlemen. In America this week. Let's see what's happening. Well, it's another week in America. The U.S. still topped 3 million cases as idiots not wearing masks are dropping like flies in a pandemic that resembles a game show hosted by Charles Darwin. Thank you. Try the veal. Trump admitted that he had talked to Vladimir Putin nine fucking times since it came out that he was offering a bounty on our servicemen in Afghanistan, and Trump endorsed a medical treatment for coronavirus prescribed by a certifiable nutcase. Yes, it's just another day. First thing I wanted to talk about, folks, is Donald Trump, just before we did this show, got on Axios on HBO and had an interview with those folks. And on Axios on HBO, the network that is used to depressing the shit out of you with dystopian epics like Game of Thrones and Z Nation, interviewed the head of America's White Walkers, yes, Donald Trump, in a one-to-one discussion about COVID and other things. They are the White Walkers, aren't they? They are. Yeah. I was watching Game of Thrones the other day. I was like, my God.
I reckon
White Walkers.
Malaria is the Ice Princess.
She is. However, the interview became a stream of consciousness monologue from a college roommate that just did mushrooms in the bathroom. When asked whether he confronted Flay. No, really, man. I was sitting there listening to it. I go, what the fuck are you talking about? He was asked and confronted whether he had talked to Vladimir Putin about, you know, him trying to assassinate and knock off as many Americans as possible in Afghanistan. And Trump came up with this. Hang on tight. There we go.
It's been widely reported that the U.S. has intelligence indicating that Russia paid bounties or offered to pay bounties to Taliban fighters to kill American soldiers. Right. You had a phone call with Vladimir Putin on July 23rd. Did you bring up this issue?
No, that was a phone call to discuss other things. And frankly, that's an issue that many people said was fake news.
Who said it was fake news?
I think a lot of people, if you look at some of the wonderful folks from the Bush administration, some of them, not any friends of mine, were saying that it's a fake issue. But a lot of people said it's a fake issue.
There was
we had a call talking about nuclear proliferation, which is a very big subject, where they would like to do something and so would I. We discussed numerous things. We did not discuss that, no.
And you've never discussed it with him?
I have never discussed it with him, no. I would. I'd have no problem with it.
But you don't believe
It's
because you don't believe the intelligence. That's why.
Everything, you know, it's interesting. Nobody ever brings up China. They always bring Russia. If we can do something with Russia in terms of nuclear proliferation, which is a very big problem, bigger problem than global warming, a much bigger problem than global warming in terms of the real world, that would be a great thing. No, it never reached my desk. You know why? Because they didn't think it was intelligence. They didn't think it was real.
It was
they
in your written brief, though.
Apparently. They didn't think it was worthy of. I wouldn't mind. If it reached my desk, I would have done something about it. It never reached my desk because.
Do you read your written brief?
I do. I read it a lot.
Really?
You know, I read a lot. They like to say I don't read. I read a lot.
Your
daily comprehend
brief?
Extraordinarily well, probably better than anybody that you've interviewed in a long time.
It didn't come across my desk. I knew he would say that. Yeah.
I read so well. I do. Come on, give me something. The cat flew over the cow. Yeah. That's good.
I love Biff. I love Biff. If I had a dog at the White House, he'd be called Biff.
Biff the dog. You know, the fact is that whenever he's asked about anything, he's always the best at. He's not just good reader. He's the best reader that ever was and ever
That's
will
right.
be. Oh, my God. It's so difficult. When asked who else disagreed with him on the intelligence, Trump says other people disagreed with it. This is a technique that Trump uses all the time. People say, some people say, other people as if they were experts. The truth is that there aren't any other people that said that it wasn't important, unless you include Gary Busey and that guy you met on the subway in New York who thinks the rusty birdcage he found is Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis.
Yeah.
If Trump had given proper references to his experts, you wouldn't have Fauci talking to you. You turn on your TV set and see a retarded chimpanzee in a bellboy's uniform screaming and throwing his feces at the camera. God. Oh, and by the way,
Louis Gohmert.
Louis Gohmert. You know who Louis Gohmert is?
I'm not going to wear a mask.
I'm not going to wear a mask. Masks are communist. Masks are anti-Jesus.
Jesus is my vaccine. You know?
Well, the fickle fate of irony has struck two incredible moron assholes in 1 week. And I say this because one of them was the pizza guy. Not Louis Gohmert, but the black pizza guy. Who's the guy who ran for president? It was from Domino's Pizza. He was at the Tulsa rally. Now I'm gonna kill. I can't remember it. He died.
Yeah.
So thank you, Trump. You just killed one of your supporters. And Louis Gohmert now has
former governor, wasn't he?
No. He was a former pizza magnate who ran for president.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, it's gone from my head. Why is it not in my notes? Anyway, he died, and now Louis Gohmert has COVID. And you know what he did, Randy? He tried to blame it on the mask.
Yeah, it was inside. It was inside the mask. It was inside.
It was inside my mask. I wasn't wrong. It's fine. After screaming at the camera about wearing a mask, announced today that he had tested positive for
Herman
COVID.
Kane.
For those scoring at the Irony Olympics, that's Irony 6 and Demented Screaming Retarded Chimps. Nothing.
Okay. Willie. Herman Kane.
Herman Kane. Oh, the Kane train.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the Kane train ain't running. And the reason the Kane train ain't running is not me. I didn't invite him to that. Yes, you did, Donnie. Yes, you did. Jesus. But the now getting back to the interview, the most distressing thing about the interview is the fact that even though these findings were verified, that, of course, the Russians were, you know, basically saying, here's a lot of money, go kill some Americans. The most distressing thing about the interview is the fact that even though these findings were verified by Trump's own head of forces in Afghanistan, he still didn't mention it to Putin, which brings us to the question that we have been talking about for, I don't know, how long has he been in office? Almost 4 years. I've been talking about it for six.
Yeah.
And both you and I have been talking about it. What the fuck does Vladimir Putin have on this asshole?
It's the pee-pee tape.
Because he is so fucking dirty.
It's the pee-pee tape.
No, it's not just that. It's what? He is now withdrawing forces, NATO forces, out of Germany.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what happened. Hey, Donnie. Yes? Yes, what is it? Would you take those NATO forces out of Germany? Of course, Vladimir, no problem. Just call me at night. I'm really lonely. So the answer is simple truth, that Donnie is a Russian asset.
Yeah.
And for is it to be any more obvious, Donnie would have to go to a press conference and drug journalists with Strontium 90 and cover himself with borscht and dance the Karolaika with the cast of Dr. Zhivago.
Finish.
No, okay. That's it. That's my witty riposte.
For the 10 years that Russia was in Afghanistan and had invaded them, and we set up the Taliban and financed them and gave them weapons and everything, we actually paid a bounty for them to kill Russian soldiers. So,
yeah.
Turnabout,
dramatic irony.
Yeah, turnabout is fair play.
Well, no, it's not. Because, you know, I'll tell you this, Putty. Donald Trump is not sworn to protect the citizens of Russia.
No, that's true.
And what happened to a generation ago does not mean that Donald Trump doesn't get, as commander-in-chief of American forces in Afghanistan, to take it up with Vladimir Putin. He say, you start knocking off our guys, we're going to put the fucking hurt on you, but hard. And if I had a kid who was stationed in Afghanistan and I found out that the president of the United States knew that the Russians were providing money to kill my son, I'd be fucking pissed off. And I think everybody else is pissed off because fucking Donald Trump is a fucking traitor. Period. End of story. End of paragraph. And one of the things they said on the, you know, on this thing is it didn't come to his desk.
Yeah, it didn't cross my desk, but he said that about several things. I didn't see that.
It's just like, and the thing I was thinking is, what the fuck is in Donald Trump's desk?
Crayolas.
I'm betting it's a mountain of cocaine and Adderall.
But you know, he...
And one of those placemats that you get with your order at Pizza Hut. The you are here.
They've showed a picture of his desk. Yeah. They've showed a picture of Obama's desk. Obama's desk is clean. There's no stacks of papers or anything, unless he's working or signing something. Trump's desk is piled with shit.
Just a pig.
Piled with shit.
It's just a pig.
I think it's just to make people think he's busy. But
yeah, no, he's got a national security meeting. I swear to God, he's on a Rubik's cube, going, I know it's been 20 years, but I'm really going to get this.
I just did a puzzle. It said four. It said I've 4 had years. This since... I did a puzzle. It said 4 years. I did it in 2 weeks.
I bought this Rubik's Cube in 1984. I'm sure to get it sooner or later. To top it all off, Trump, this is priceless. This is, you know, did you ever fucking look at your television screen and just go, my God, we are in the Twilight Zone. There is no, I'm sorry, I just hit my microphone. We are in the Twilight Zone. To top it all off, Trump retreated the findings of alleged doctors, the kind that work at the Pons Institute or sell you herbal life products.
Yeah, they're called.
This is easy for Donnie because anyone Donnie sees in a fucking lab coat is a doctor. You could dress up a house cat in a lab coat and Donnie would be asking it for a checkup. Show Dr. Fury Mittens, what have I got? Meow. Oh, that's interesting. Meow. Some people say you're an expert. So Dr. Fury Mittens said that you don't need a mask. Her actual name is not Dr. Fury Mittens, it's Dr. Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Dr. Stella Emmanuel.
Yeah.
And she had a little thing to say about the COVID virus. He's very qualified. Some people say she's incredible. She's also a pastor at a church in Houston, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Born in 1965. You know something about this person. Tell me about this person.
Willie, she runs a show. She probably gives your friend... a run for his money is with his 14,000 church. But her name is Emmanuel. Yeah. She claims to be a psychic. She claims to speak English, but I couldn't understand a single thing she said. And some of the things that Dr. Furryman's, I mean, sorry, Dr. Stella Emmanuel has come out with.
Let me let you... Well, before you tell everybody what those things actually are, I actually got a tape of her at her church.
Yeah.
So this is the person who is, I don't know, she's an expert. Some people say she's really smart. This is Dr. Stella Emmanuel doing what she do so well. Here it is, Dr. Stella Emmanuel, who's really an expert. Here it is.
I take authority over the airwaves now and I silence every contrary tongue in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, heavens! See open! Over my life! And release my blessings! In the name of Jesus!
Yes, she's very good at her job.
Yeah, she's terrific.
And she's still going. She's still going on, man. I don't know what's going on. She'd walk into our emergency ward and hear that hootenanny. Come on, it's like, who's treating me? Who's operating on my heart? Oh, it'll be her. Yeah, that lady screaming in the corner there. Yeah.
She did her training in Nigeria. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
And I don't know. Maybe they have a medical school there, and it's right next door to the witch doctor's chef academy. I don't know. It's
the Trump medical school.
Wharton.
It's right here.
It's an extension campus of Wharton College.
Yes. I have branches of Trump Medical School at every interstate, at every Holiday Inn.
This lady is so batshit crazy.
Yeah.
So batshit crazy that she makes Pastor James David Manning.
Wait a minute. I'm just sorry. Let me just say, you said how crazy is she? You wanted me to say that?
How crazy is she?
She's so crazy. I'll say it to you. I'm supposed to help you now. She's so crazy. How crazy is she?
She makes Randy? Pastor James David Manning look like the Pope.
That's really crazy, Randy.
The reason Trump likes it is actually Trump Jr., Donald Trump Jr., who found her. And
in a sofa cushion.
And put her video out there as a must watch. Donald Sr. just retweeted it. Now this Houston doctor, she actually.
That's the way I see black people. That's how
dark.
I see that.
And she actually is a big proponent of hydroxychloroquine.
Of course she is. What are some of the other things she believes?
Well, apart from demon semen.
What's the demon semen one? Let's go over that again.
She believes that all gynecological problems and all penis problems, like cysts or endometriosis or a floppy dick, all come from people having sex in their dreams with demons and witches. And she thinks alien DNA is actually being currently used in medical treatments.
Well, that's true.
And the government is run not by humans, but by reptilians and other aliens.
Who are the other aliens?
Now, here's some of
the Professor Mary. It's like the end of the Gilligan's Isle song, Professor and the rest on Gilligan's Isle. Who are the other demons?
The Magic 8-Ball toy is really psychic and is part of a scheme to get children used to witchcraft. You'd shake it up and ask a question and say ask again and stuff like that.
That's how I decided to get an arts degree. It was really good.
Or did you propose to your wife using those little candy hearts?
No. My wife, I knew the moment I met her. That was movie star stuff.
Yeah.
Hydroxychloroquine
cures COVID-19, and protective face masks are not necessary.
Believe her. Come on, go ahead.
The Illuminati, which, as you know, is a radical Christian cult, has a plan hatched by a witch, to destroy the world using abortion, gay marriage, and children's toys.
Yeah. Damn. How did she figure that out?
Gay marriage.
There's, you know, we'll laugh at this now, but I swear to God, there's someone in the deep state in the NSA going, God damn it. How did she figure this?
How did she work it out?
Here's
your favorite. Gay marriage will lead to adults marrying children, and gay Americans are practicing homosexual terrorism.
Dogs sleeping with cats, the end of humanity.
So we tried to work out what homosexual terrorism is. And you said it was a home invasion,
yeah,
and they would redesign your decor,
redecorate your apartment.
And she said,
"A man in military fatigues and an AK-47 will walk around your apartment, going, tell me this was a gift.
put it out by the curbside right now."
Man, that's right. Oh my God,
and
who
she
dresses
said,
you?
Jesus Christ. Himself or herself will destroy Facebook servers if Stella Emanuel's videos are not restored online because they took them down.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow. Well, I'll tell you, every now and then you just sit there and look, you go through it and you sit there and go, it can't get any stranger, and it does. And this is so whacked. This is so incredibly whacked. Not the other thing that was a little bit more severe was our little preview that we had at Portland, where evidently Donnie got his federal troops to go down and start taking people off the street.
Yeah,
you heard
and
about
putting
that,
them
Brandy,
into
right?
unmarked vans, and they were disappeared. Yeah.
Yep. He's rehearsing, baby. Don't you think this is anything other than what it is? This is all rehearsal. This is all rehearsal. He's got to do something before November. This is, I believe this is from the Times. Portland mothers sing, hands up, please don't shoot me. No, it's not from the Times. Where is it from? Okay. Portland moms in front, I'll get you the reference, moms in front of 2,000 protesters on 54th night of unrest. Black Lives Matters protesters swelled to as many as 2,000 people on Monday outside of Portland Justice Center. We've been watching it here. And what was really moving, Randy, was the mothers and hundreds of mothers and fathers literally were standing in front of Portland cops saying, please don't shoot me, to the tune of Ring Around the Rosie. And for their trouble, these 50-year-old terrorists, obviously communists, were gassed.
Yeah.
Yes, it was all in good fun.
One mother was shot in the face with a rubber bullet and nearly took an eye out. So.
This is this. There's no surprise that this shit is happening now.
None.
Think of it in the broad thing. I said this was going to happen. In my lounge room a long time ago, I sat there and I said, and you and I did a show on it, where we talked about what powers does a president have and whether or not he would declare martial law to avoid an election. And we discussed this possibility.
Yeah.
And we discussed that like two years ago. I swear to God we did.
Yeah,
I'll find it. It's in one of the many shows we have.
Yeah.
And now if you're anticipating that, you look at this and you go, oh, come on. This is all rehearsal.
Did you hear what he said today,
so,
which plays right into your argument? Donald Trump, I'm not going to do the voice, with universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote.
Until I can rig it my way. You know, I got to make a few phone calls to that.
Who didn't see that coming?
Yes.
Who didn't see
it? Knocked me over with a feather that a fascist wants to declare martial law. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, Portland was all good fun for the Portland Gala Welcome to Fascism event, one of the many events planned for the coming months before the election. Event and fascist party planner Igor Svensson talked to the Bill Show from Portland.
Well, I tell you something, Bill. Hello there. It's Randy there? It's Randy there?
Yeah, I'm here, Miss.
Randy,
I'm
you here?
I'm here, Mr. Svensson, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, we're so excited. My God, being a party planner for a coup, it's so important to me. It's all the preparation for the November election, don't you know? Donald's been going over color swatches, and we've decided on a pale blue color design and a theme of kind of like storming the Reichstag. I think it's beautiful. We're going with a Chilean dictator crossed with old nasty style. It's going to be smashing, and we're really excited. Hey, you over there! No, we're making the crepe paper float. Yes, with M16s on top. Come on, people!
That was a character. Hi.
Oh, no. Wasn't there a real extra other person there?
No, that was a real person. No, that was me.
Another real person?
That was me. Thank
you.
I'm
so disappointed.
You know, I always tell him, like, we're talking to each other, and I can see him. I always tell him, like, he's gone off for a coffee when I do that shit.
Pastor Manning as our receptionist,
Yeah, Pastor Manning is our receptionist. We got to get him back in the show.
I'm almost a flame! Come out of your ass! Flame!
Last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden. Joe Biden. That's right, Joe Biden. Joseph R. Biden Jr. leveled broad attacks against President Trump in the last couple of weeks over his response to the coronavirus, his refusal to wear a mask, and his handling of intelligence on Russian targeting American troops and even his cognitive ability during a rare news conference in which Mr. Biden repeatedly drew distinctions with his November opponent. He was quoted as saying, "See, I've been in this basement for 2 months now. Look what I've done. I've made a bird feeder and an ashtray," said the former vice president, holding up wood with nails in it and a lump of clay with a menthol cigarette in it. Can Donald do that? I can deal with this shit and still make useful and decorative crafts for the home. That's what Americans want of the president. Biden then laid out an updated plan to address the pandemic as cases rise in many states. He accused Mr. Trump of having surrendered to the virus and then took out an 8,000-piece jigsaw puzzle from his rec room. "I did that in a weekend. Let's see if that fat-ass moron can do that. I'm sorry, I'm cranky. It's this fucking mask." And that, ladies and gentlemen, is all I have for this show.
Can I just mention, you've knocked over your camera, yes, by the way. Can I just mention?
Did I?
Okay. In contrast to Herman Cain passing away and his funeral, America watched Barack Obama eulogize John Lewis.
Oh.
Along with two other presidents, great, Clinton and Bush. And it was, some of my friends said here in Australia said they watched it and they were so moved by Obama's eulogy.
Yeah.
And they don't know these people, I mean, only from a distance, but they still found his words so moving. To have a president who can string words together and can speak with honesty and emotion, it's just wonderful. Yeah. I hope if people have a chance, they watch the John Lewis funeral and see what a real president, for all his flaws, he was.
He was, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know something? Just one thing while you're talking about it. You have no idea if you live overseas how much of a relief it was to have Barack Obama as president, not just for the people who live overseas, but for us, because we had George W. Bush before that. And, you know, and then to finally get someone who was competent, and the comparison that you draw between, Obama and Trump is that Obama is not a mad sociopathic beast. Obama is a
or a C
man.
Plus average. I mean, the guy was,
Oh yeah. I mean, Obama taught constitutional law
for 12 years.
This guy can't fucking tie his shoes. You know, I mean, it's really, I mean, it's that stupid. Everything's that stupid. I'm sorry I interrupted you, but I did have
it's
to say.
I agree with you. It's time for us to have a little break.
Do you bring some comedy?
I did.
Fabulous. We're going to have some comedy, and then we're going
to
be right back to you.
That's to keep up our credentials for the number seven spot in for comedy political broadcast.
Feed spot, guys. Listen to this. So we got some comedy from the week. We'll talk about it, you know, and we'll also let you know what it is on the back half. This came out in the last 2 weeks from America. We'll be back for show 257 and Randy's Rant in just one moment.
I don't know, doctor. I've never tried therapy before, let alone over Zoom or whatever. But I just have really been going through a rough time with this pandemic. You know, and I know you're not a shrink, but I just didn't know who else to go to. I mean, my country is a mess. I'm not even talking to it right now. I haven't had a haircut in like 5 months. I mean, I know I still look great. Thank you. But I just feel there's no leadership. And, you know, the president is even attacking you. Can't you stop him?
I don't have the qualifications to do that. I can only give people advice from the standpoint of public health.
Darling Dr. Fauci, we know you're smart as hell. You're certainly no slouchy. You made it through Cornell. You fought some bad infections. But now you've hit a wall with the worst infection of them all. Anthony Fauci, so calm and precise. Your raspy voice is sexy and your glasses are nice. You follow the science on facts, you're a lie. You only want us not to die. What a guy.
What a guy, what a guy, what a lovely guy. Like he only wants us not to die.
Dr. Fauci's made some mistakes.
Sir, COVID cases continue to rise. Why would your administration try to discredit the nation's leading expert on infectious diseases?
It is what it is.
Donald, you're satanic. You should have stayed in Queens while we're in full-on panic. You're hawking friggin' beans. The doctors try to save us, but you push them away. Wear your mask and just shut up, okay? Hey, Anthony Fauci, he's dragging us out. Forget the mask, just slap some masking tape on his mouth. While you help protect us, he prays it'll pass. He only covers his own ass.
His fat ass.
His own ass.
His own ass. His own big fat ass.
All he tries to save is his own ass.
Ivanka Trump finding herself accused of violating federal ethics laws.
She shared a photo endorsing Goya.
Ivanka, take your Goya and blow it out your can. I know this might annoy ya, but we ain't got a plan. Your daddy wants to kill us. Your husband's even worse. Help Ivanka.
Quick, design a purse.
Boy, Anthony Fauci, their strategy sucks. They slander all the experts and promote all the schmucks. And still some are buying the garbage they sell. Please save us, Fauci, we're in hell.
We're in hell, we're in hell, we're in hell.
Actually, we're all in hell.
The science should not stand in the way of this. Our schools are extremely important. They're essential, and they must reopen. Yes.
Hey, Kaylee, you're a dipstick, and please don't take offense. Have you been eating lipstick? You're making zero sense. You're pushing propaganda. You're acting like a snob. Love your hair, girl. Do your freaking job. Please, Anthony Fauci, we're all at a loss. We can't rely on Barbie and Cruella DeVos. He's winding them up and they're playing his tunes. They're all unethical buffoons.
They're buffoons, they're buffoons, they're buffoons. They're all shameless goons. They're depraved, unethical buffoons.
In a way, we're creating trouble.
The trouble is this lady. The trouble is he's mean. The trouble is he's shady. The trouble is this queen. The trouble is she's useless. The trouble's there's no plan.
Dr. Fauci, you're the one we stand. G. Anthony Fauci, we're down on our knees. Hey, girl.
'Cause no one at the top can help us stop this disease.
Please, Anthony Fauci, hasn't a clue.
Thank you very much.
Anthony Fauci, we love you.
You probably think I'm crazy.
I'm convinced of that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times. Because it's time once again for Randy's Rant.
And it's rant time. Hello, Randy.
You didn't do me the 1, 2, 3 count. Oh, Vladimir, my nipples are so hard.
You're going to come up with the Vladimir Putin homosexuality joke, Sam. Okay, good. I love that.
I can.
You can do anything you want. for now.
Look, if Mike Pence, Pence or what's her name in the crinolines?
Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham.
When they see him without a shirt on.
We haven't heard from Lindsey for a while. He's kind of gone dark, hasn't he?
Well, I think they're all just, the rats are leaving the sinking.
That's ship. Right. Lindsey, I'll never be poor again.
I always depend on the
kindness of strangers.
I'll never be hungry again.
Take that the way you can take it. Anyway, what's your rant? What do you got this week?
He takes the little carrot that he founds at Tara.
Don't go there.
Da 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 da.
I go back to Tara. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Randy's rant. What do you got?
This is it. Well, the U.S. death rate is now 10,000 a week.
Jesus Christ, man.
It's currently 154,000, which is about 1,500 a day. Or one American dead every 60 seconds.
Christ.
Think about that. And it's projected in 2 weeks, it'll be 175,000.
Yeah.
That's almost as many as were killed in all world wars in America.
In the First World War.
World War II as well, and Vietnam and all that. It's just, I can't believe it. They're just taking it like, oh, well, you know.
What I can't understand is the kids that are still partying and drinking. I mean, it's just insane. And we got those problems here, but it's much worse there. Trust me. It's just crazy.
Well, and that leads me into the next thing what is the new normal?
Yeah.
All right, as long as the world has not found a cure or a vaccine for COVID-19, we may have to adjust to a new normal. Now, it's only been 6 months, but already a lot of these things are becoming every day. A new way of living, going about our lives, work, and interactions. Bear in mind that we may have to live the new normal for a very long time.
Yeah.
Even if there's a vaccine, they're still going to take a long time to get it out there.
Yeah, they're saying about, you know, I mean, it could even go for, you know, 2 years.
Get the vaccine out there. But also they may have to do a lottery or do it like with people at risk first. Now, many diseases and viruses, they still don't have a cure, like the cold. Vaccines are very difficult to create for viruses.
Yeah.
All right. We just have to learn to adapt our lifestyles, AIDS, the cold, a lot of things like that. It's all happened before. You have to wait till either herd immunity develops or something like that. But with COVID-19, it is so virulent that until a vaccine is there, we're going to have to become new normal. Okay? Yeah. Okay. So what we're going to have to do to consider new normal is wear a mask at all times outside the front door, even in your car.
Yeah.
Especially if there's somebody else in there with you.
I drive alone, so I take the mask off in the car.
And you're also the only driver of your car.
And I'm the only driver of my car.
Hand sanitize regularly. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I mean like every time you get in and out of the car.
I keep it with me.
I have it too.
If I get into the shops, pick up what I need, I put it in there, and then as soon as I leave the shops, when I get into the shops, I wipe my hands. When I get out of the shops, I wipe my hands.
Now, you have to be prepared to have your temperature taken frequently.
Yep.
Going into a shop, all of those things, they're going to be there with a gun pointed at your head. And that's
not
to take
really.
It.
Come on, don't say that to figuratively, Americans. Don't say that to Americans, please.
Figuratively speaking.
What do you mean you're going to put a gun to my head?
Yeah.
Atheist.
Now you're going to have to carry you're going to probably have to carry a tracker app on your phone or your smart device.
Well, we already have one.
We have one here. And if up to 40% of the public has them, they're going to be able. And in fact, I get told if I haven't had a hit for a few days, they say, are you sure it's on? So they obviously know what's going on. So I think it's important that people start thinking not that these are exceptional circumstances, but these are the new normal.
It is. And by the way, to all those people who sit there and think, I ain't going to put a tracker on my phone. I don't want the government to know what I'm doing. They already know what you're doing.
Yeah, and the chemtrails have already got you. So.
Yeah, no, but they do. They all, well, trust me, the NSA knows what you're fucking doing if you're doing anything bad.
Okay, so I really want people to just, our listeners especially, I want you to stick around, do the new, adapt the new normal, become a new normal person. Now, Donald Trump is beating up on a little old lady.
Who's that?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Donnie wants her to drop dead.
Yes.
Now, even though tradition and recent experience says he can't appoint a successor, you just watch.
Mm.
Now, she's been in and out of hospital. She's her cancer came back. She's
incredible. Anyway, she's absolutely incredible, man. I what a gutsy broad, man. I think now, she's the best. She is the best. She's old school.
Well, did you see her biopic recently? There was a feature documentary.
Yep.
And then there was that drama with that wonderful English actress. And I thought that was an incredible a biopic. And also the documentary of her life came out RGB. In the same year. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'd say possibly watch those if you can. We just have to, I don't like to say pray, but we just have to hope our RBG gets all the way to over the line, at least until November, when the election happens. Because I don't want to see her gone and have
that'd be a disaster. It already is a disaster, but that would be a disaster. I mean,
like
you'd never...
the douchebag that's in there, what was his name? I can't even remember now.
Roberts. No, Roberts is the head. But, but what you're finding now with the court is the last couple of things they've gone kind of to the left and a lot of things that Donnie thought he'd get through. It's very deceiving because a lot of the... Roberts was voted against the abortion clinic, so basically on a technicality.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean they can't present it again. But, I mean, their whole objective is to cement in...
conservative Supreme Court.
Yeah, conservatives are dying out. They're just dying out demographically in the country. And they've got to institutionalize racism and all those things that they've brought in, destroying the Civil Rights Act, all those things. And they want to... basically be there for a generation.
Okay, and dare I say it, though, that by 2040, Caucasians, or whites, will be a demographic minority in the United States.
Yep.
So that's kind of scary for these people, you know? Even though there are a lot of conservative people of color.
And he's using that, man. You know, like, did you hear the fact that he came out against he was going to stop low income housing development in suburban communities? And he's telling it as basically you don't have to worry, the colors aren't coming in. That's all right.
Yeah, you know, it's such, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, he's expecting like in Blazing Saddles that are a couple of black guys will show up in the neighborhood going, "Where are the white women at?" That's the mentality of what Trump is doing.
You know,
they want to say it. You know, they want to say it so bad, and that's why Trump is a success, because they're willing to destroy the country. They're willing to destroy your life. They're going to throw away your health care. They're willing to get you involved in wars. They're willing to trash the United States of America just so they can say the N word in public. Yeah. That's the Trump voter.
Did you ever see Designated Survivor, the Kiefer Sutherland series? Very interesting, because in the third season, the conspiracy was that a white supremacist group came up with a genetic bomb, as it were, that attacked people of pigment and made them sterile. And I thought, wow. what an amazing scenario. I mean, it's like it was like that the guy that wrote Da Vinci Code. He did the same thing in his most recent book.
I think those are actually plans from Tucker Carlson's desk.
Yeah, Tucker Carlson. Okay, here's my last piece, and this is a doozy.
Okay,
because this disease has now spread from the United States to Australia.
Yeah,
it's called being a Karen. Now, yes. who is Karen?
Karen
is a self-appointed, privileged member of society. Now, usually white and often female, but not exclusively. That mm-hmm. believes that we do not have to follow. They do not have to follow any rules.
That's right.
Most of the time, recently, it involves wearing a mask or doing anything that they see as going against their civil rights. Now, legally, a place of business in both the U.S. and Australia can make it a condition of entry that you do something, allow your bag to be searched, wear shirts and shoes, etc. Yep. Lately, this has been involved wearing a mask of some kind. Now, for some reason, the Karens believe that it goes against their civil rights to make them wear masks, even if it's for their own good and that of fellow shoppers. They will go to any length to say that they have a condition or anything like that. Now, we've had two Karens in Australia in the past week.
Yeah.
Fighting with staff at a large hardware chain.
Yeah.
And the post office not to wear a mask. Now, these people were put down and ridiculed no end.
Good.
By the general public.
Good.
But I just think that people should be careful of Karens because there was a person today who was telling me, "No, there are disabled people that cannot wear a mask because of PTSD." And I say, well, then get somebody to go shopping for them.
Look,
I totally sympathize with those people, but they cannot endanger people because of their disability.
No. Yeah, and that's it, man. You know, I mean, if you don't like a mask, you know what really gets in the way of your PTSD? A respirator. Yeah. That really gets in the way of your PTSD or whatever the fuck you have. You know,
so does a casket when they close the lid, you know?
This is what happens, Randy, when you go from a country like we always quote things like World War II when we deal with climate change or we deal with the coronavirus. We need a mobilization like in World War II. You know what the problem is? Yeah. We're not the same. It's not the same America as it was in World War II.
Yeah.
Americans back then were citizens. Yeah. Now they're consumers.
They're individuals.
And it's the consumer culture, you know?
It's the me culture. Me.
I'm entitled. Yeah. And that you talk to your grandparents. You talk about, I was sitting there watching Band of Brothers the other day. You look at those goddamn interviews. You think that those guys ever thought that, you know, that worrying against a pandemic or a national service thing you would do would be too much trouble for them? These guys, you know, faced hell. You're asked to wear a fucking mask. I want to puke. These people just make me so sick because you don't care. And I talked to a bunch of young people today. You know, I'm the cranky old guy. Put on your damn mask. Do it now.
Well, you've got your students now are going to all have to wear them as of Sunday.
Yeah, and the thing is not they have been conditioned. You have an entire population's been conditioned to think that way.
Yeah.
What's in it for me? That
in America.
Is what we know everywhere. Look, the corporate mentality is based on you being a consumer. Your job is to go out and buy shit. Why do you think everybody's fucking panicking now? Because this entire, you know, this entire paper, you know, economy is based on not citizenship, consumerism.
Yeah, well, that's the typical capitalist society. Okay, now have a listen to these.
Oh, no, this is insane. Yeah. Because now you have so many individuals in that country who are just entitled assholes, who've been dumbed down by a ruthless media and a shitty education system.
But that's nothing new. But what's new now is they're actually being a threat.
No, they're always a threat.
Now they're being a threat. They're going out there and spreading. Have you seen some of the videos of people going up to the counter where it said wear a mask and pretending to cough on people?
Yeah.
Or spitting on the people in Costco.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
I know.
And it's so wrong.
I know. That's something I get bullshit about. I really do. In this country,
if somebody spit on me or coughed on me, I would punch their lights out. Yes. And I'm not a violent person. But I see that as
No, they'd punch your lights out, but you get one in.
No. They're assault. That's an assault.
Yeah.
If they spit in your face during a pandemic.
Well, yeah, and I think that we should publicly shame these people. I think that every one of them should get a criminal charge on their fucking record.
Well, I'll tell you what, the social media has hung some of these people out to dry. I've got a tape of one coming up that's had over 1 million hits. Now, listen to this list. If a shop says, no shoes, no shirt, no service, most people would say, that's fine, I get that.
Yeah.
If there was a traffic law that says wear a seatbelt or get a ticket,
we all said no problem. No problem.
If you're working in OH&S, wear safety goggles, safety gear, ear protection. That's fine.
That's fine.
In an airplane,
you
must be seated. Wear a seatbelt, seat upright, tray table up when taking off.
Yep.
No problem. Please wear a mask when you're shopping in Costco or Walmart to help reduce the risk of infecting others with a potentially deadly virus. How dare you take away my personal liberties and rights!
See, now that's what happens when you do dramatics. That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. Because, I mean, but the other thing is that Trump has deliberately made the virus political.
Yeah, and masks too.
Yeah, it's not. It has, you know, and the thing is that everybody with a brain understands a virus has no politics.
No,
it doesn't care. It's not. And by the way, it's not the China virus. There are no ethnicities in virus. You know, it's not like a bunch of Chinese viruses got together and said we'll break out. No, it's a virus. One of the viruses that they've been saying was going to hit us for years.
Yeah.
And blaming it on China, well, you know, they should have an investigation, but he weaponized that to make it political. And I think it's absolutely stupid. A virus is not a nationality. A virus is not a political party or a candidate. It's just a fucking virus. You wear a mask so you don't get sick. That's it.
And if you are sick, you don't give it to somebody else.
That's right.
Now, I have a little clip I would like to play to go out on of a great Karen that I found recently. She went into... CVS, which is a chain of drugstores. What do you call them? Rexall, and she was refused entry. So let's have a listen to this lady who has now become world famous.
Ladies and gentlemen, the dulcet tones of a Karen. What the fuck is that shit? Don't shout. You just blew my cans off. What is your major malfunction, lady?
Yeah, the point is how why is she blaming Anderson Cooper?
Because it's political. Because Trump is talking to the Borg. That's why he's talking to the Borg. And by the way, oxyhydrochloroquine, listen, Trump's making money. Trump's making
money. They bought lots of shares in it.
Someone's making money and Trump's making money selling snake oil during a fucking pandemic. That's Donnie. He's a low-rent fucking grifter. That's all the fuck he is. He's Trump stakes. And he's an evil son of a bitch who doesn't care if you die. And he's prepping these people.
No, but, I think he'd rather you die.
Well, what's so really ironic is that he's killing his own people. But another thing is he has to keep his people all fucking red-meated crazy for November. Because his strategy is to activate the Borg. His strategy is, you know, there was that protest in Washington, D.C., and he dared his followers to go down and confront the other people. He wants a riot. This guy, I swear to God, Biden said that if he gets out, there's going to be no pardon, nothing. He better make that true, because if we get this out of office, guy out of office, I know that you agree with me, Randy. I want to see him. I want to see him in a jumpsuit, and I want to see a big guy going, "You're my little puppy now," because
How about hanging upside down from a lamppost like Mussolini?
Yep, that's my fantasy. Because my fantasy.
I like Italian food too.
Yeah, my fantasy is, and it's just a fantasy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not threatening anyone, but my fantasy is that you treat him like an actual fascist, which is what he is. But the even worse thing is you take each and every Republican supported this son of a bitch, investigations up the wahoo. Last time when Bush was a war criminal, Obama said, well, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to move forward. Well, fuck that now. As soon as this guy gets out of office, I want investigations. I want investigations into Mitch McConnell. Investigations into Lindsey. I want investigations into McConnell's wife. I want investigations into Barr. I want investigations into fucking Pence on what he knew and didn't know in obstruction of justice.
And how about Ivanka, Eric, and
I
John
want
Jr.?
All the guys making money off this presidency brought up on charges. That's what I'd like to see.
Uze and Kute. And Slutty.
Anyway, it's now 1:03, guys. That means we've been here for about an hour. Thanks for tuning in. We do appreciate. And thanks, FeedSpot.
I love looking at your smiling face, too, Willie.
Thank you. I love you, too. Oh, please, stop. Don't touch me there.
The wonders of modern technology.
It's an amazing thing. So we thank FeedSpot for making us number 7 of the political satire posts that you must listen to in 2020. I love that.
On the whole planet.
On the whole planet. Yeah, it's a bit of hyperbole. Yeah. Anyway, we'll see you next time, kids. Stay safe.
We won't see you. We'll see each other, but we believe you're out there.
Okay. We'll see you next time. Wear your mask, look after yourselves, and look after each other. We love you. We'll see you next time. So long, bye.
Bye.